From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Let's start with gas prices. In Sacramento, they're ranging from $4.21 to almost $4.70 for a gallon of regular unleaded. It's shocking to fill up your tank and see the total go to $80, $100, even hundreds of dollars, isn't it? Well, since Governor Brown directed the State Air Resources Board to allow the sale of what's called winter gas earlier than normal, we're watching for the prices to drop significantly. Joining us for more of the picture is Amy Jaffe. She's an energy policy expert at UC Davis's Institute of Transportation Studies. Hi, Amy. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you for having me.
At what point should we see significant impact of that decision by the governor?
Well, you know, it takes time for new supplies to come out the refinery gate. So rule of thumb is 6 weeks for a new barrel of crude oil to come out in, as gasoline in your tank. But I think you should see the prices coming down faster than that. You know, we had this temporary shortage because there was some refinery maintenance that has been moved aside now, and those refineries are coming back up online. So I would expect in the next few days, actually, you should start seeing prices start coming down as the tightness in the market starts to ease, both between the governor's policy and just because there was going to be new supplies coming to back to market.
Well, you just mentioned the refineries, and in these last couple of days, Senator Dianne Feinstein has called for an investigation. I've seen political cartoons depicting that here in the state we're being yo-yoed, as it's called, by big oil. And then there was an article or a story done by NBC News saying that California really has itself to blame for being in this situation because of what we've voted on in the state. So where's the truth, Amy, about what's going on?
Well, you know, we had the refinery accident in the state, and of course, California has its own quality standards for gasoline for because of clean air, and I guess that's what some people are referring to when they say that the state has itself to blame. But I don't really see it that way. It's very unusual to have both a refinery accident and scheduled fall maintenance happen at the same time. And one might ask oneself if all the different refineries that had to go on to fall maintenance, could they have delayed that, given the fact that there's been a recent accident? So I think there's some blame to go around. I absolutely think that the industry could have done a better job coordinating supply in terms of its maintenance schedules. And you know, in the end, the state has every right to try to expect to have a cleaner environment. I think eventually the whole country is going to move in the same direction as California, not the other way around. So, you know, in the end, it has to be about good policy. And good policy involves not only regulating the industry, but it also involves having a forward-looking policy in terms of offering people alternatives to using their car or offering alternative cars, where maybe you're getting better gasoline mileage or the option to use a different fuel. Those are all things I think that are going to come down the pike, and that'll ease the situation in California.
Well, supply is definitely a gamble, and typically, I guess there's less demand this time of year. But is there anything that you see that we could be doing to regulate our supply differently or take action, even in light of all the other good, promising ecological factors you talked about?
Well, you know, nationally, my opinion is that we should push to have the higher, cleaner standard for gasoline be the national policy. And that way, gasoline would be more fungible. You know, we have the problem in the state of California that you can't just, you know, go to a neighboring state or another state and have bring gasoline in from other places. Maybe they don't have the same high standard. In a state like Montana, where they don't have a air pollution issue, they use a much lower quality gasoline. So the question is, could we have a federal system where we reduce the number of what we call boutique fuel? So in other words, every little city in the United States has a different specification for clean air attainment. And so you have something like 55 different grades of gasoline in the United States, and that means if you have a refinery accident anywhere in the United States, not just California, it means that there's limited supply of the higher quality gasoline. During Hurricane Rita and Katrina, that problem existed in Houston and in Louisiana. So we really could, if we were to streamline the number of kinds of environmental specifications for gasoline and make it more national, that would ease the problem not only in California but in other parts of the country.
Well, it's a subject that has a lot of debate on both sides. I'm talking with Amy Jaffe, an energy policy expert at the Institute of Transportation Studies at UC Davis. And Amy, can you talk for a minute about this winter blend gasoline, the fact that it evaporates more quickly, and whether there's any air quality impact with us having 3 weeks earlier that type of fuel?
Well, I mean, there's always a little bit of a trade-off, right? I can't say that there's no benefit to having summer-grade gasoline. Obviously, it's better for air quality to use the summer-grade gasoline. And, you know, the impact has to do with, you know, the temperatures and so forth. And, you know, you and I don't know what the weather's going to be in the next 3 weeks. So, but what I would say is when people in the state are having difficulty, I wouldn't criticize the governor for changing the standard early, because in the end, that'll ease the problem temporarily. You might remember that President Bush waived environmental specifications after Hurricane Rita and Katrina. It's an option that we have when we have a temporary supply situation. And, you know, we just have to stomach a little worse air for some short period of time.
Well, just like, Amy, a quick answer on that. Is this something we're going to notice in terms of air quality?
I think that it'll be hard to notice.
Okay.
If it was the middle of the summer and for an extended period of time, I think it'd be more noticeable.
Okay. If the governor hadn't made this emergency relief decision, what would have happened? Would our prices have just kept going up for a month?
Well, I think that how I would put it is the prices would have stayed high. So, you know, it's a trade-off decision. I mean, I do think that relief was going to come anyway, because we would have moved out of the refinery maintenance period, which happens in the fall. But, you know, I guess there was some political pressure on the prices. And, you know, in the state of California, you know, there's two different schools. There are people who put a lot of political pressure on for environmental protection. And then you have another, you know, group of people who care about price. And sometimes the two don't go hand in hand together.
Well, I was thinking myself about the number of small businesses in general, and just the fuel costs toward the end of the year, when maybe people are finally looking at some profits and now it's going to be spent at the pump.
Well, hopefully with the easing of the standard allowing winter-grade gasoline, and with some refinery turnarounds ending, hopefully people will get relief through the end of the year.
Okay, one last question. It looks like we're going to maybe hit 467 as an average today, the highest average in the state ever. Just give me your view of what the next 2-3 days are going to look like. Are we going to keep going up a little bit more?
You know, I think that's hard to say. Part of the pressure in gasoline, quite frankly, is psychological, because it's a market. So theoretically, it should be coming down. But, you know, you have all this war talk in the Middle East and instability in the Middle East. And so it's kind of hard to move the needle a little bit when you have the sort of overall pressure on the total oil picture.
Do we move it if we just slow down our driving over the next couple days to help have any kind of impact in supply? I guess, you know, does the average driver make a difference is what I'm saying, Amy?
Absolutely. You know, people don't realize. I mean, if everybody were to, you know, take a digital day and not commute, it's an incredibly powerful tool in terms of moving the price down, because the price does respond to big changes in demand. And so if people, you know, got off the road for this next week, I think you'd see a dramatic change in the price, because you wouldn't have this pressure coming from the constant level of demand. So we are empowered in our choices, and it's very hard. You know, it's sort of a what we call a community commons problem. If you and I all agree not to drive, it would definitely drive the price down. But if each of us secretly cheats and gets back in our car, then it doesn't work out, right? So we have to all sort of, you know, try to drive less. When you have a shortage, it can make a really huge difference on the price, actually.
Well, there's a lot of wisdom there. I'm all for the digital day if we can figure out how to do that. Thank you so much, Amy.
Thank you very much.
Amy Jaffe, a policy expert at the Institute of Transportation Studies at UC Davis. And we do have more details at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio.